Hello, my name is Chip Ling, and you are listening to Total EM. This time around, we are going to change it up just a little bit because this is something that I've kind of abandoned a little bit on the website. I need to go back and add these types of things in because I focus so much on the weekly blog and podcast that I don't really talk about the other people that I listen to and sometimes the for the public side, which just kind of gives some additional information. I don't really focus on those as much as I should. And I get lots of people, surprisingly, quite a few people who ask me what my thoughts are on different podcasts and what podcasts I recommend. And because of that, I wanted to make sure to have basically a quick resource that I can add, but also for those who are listening, obviously, you know that you listen to my podcast and I don't need to tell you more about it. But what I am going to do is go through 10 different podcasts, nine of which are medical. One is just kind of a free one just for fun. And the podcast that when I see them pop up, I am going to listen to. Now, are these the only podcasts that I listen to? Absolutely not. There are others that I love to listen to and will definitely check out, but I don't listen to them, for lack of better words, religiously. I'm not going to check every single podcast out and listen to every single one. And each one of them fulfills a slightly different role. So I'm going to go through and explain basically which podcasts they are and why I listen to them. Now, I should include very importantly as a disclaimer that this is not to say that there aren't better podcasts. I may just be missing them. This is not to say that they're error-free or have any other issues, but why I do like them is that overall, they do a great job sharing the content in a very fun and interesting way. And most of them, although there are some that are better than others, but most of them provide some excellent show notes, which I find incredibly important because not only do I want to listen to your content, but I want to make sure that the content I can go back to later without listening to a 20, 30 or more minutes podcast without at least having some information to act as the primer. So if you are ever interested in doing a podcast, always come back and, you know, offer and ask the different people about trying to contribute. If you've listened long for this, you know that I like to help out with this and I'm always interested. So if you ever want to do a podcast, just reach out to me. But additionally to that is that there are some quick pointers and tips. And one of my biggest ones that drives me insane are people who do excellent podcasts, but they have zero show notes. And that drives me nuts because I want to be able to have something on the fly that I can refer to without having to listen to a podcast. So for pretty much all of these, they do a great job for that. But let's go ahead and let's get started on the actual details. This is in no particular order. So I just want to make that clear. That's not favorite to least favorite or anything like that. They just have different roles. So I'm just listing these off as I'm going through. The first one, this one is probably the newest one that I have been listening to religiously, and that is the Internet Book of Critical Care. This podcast is something that is, well, others kind of do a little bit, but I like it because they hit some nitty-gritty details. It's very friendly. It's an open conversation between the two main people who are on the podcast. I enjoy the way they talk about subjects, and they really make a deep dive of things, but in a way that I can quickly understand and without being overwhelming. Their podcasts vary in length a little bit, but I think that's appropriate given the different types of topics that come up. Now, the next one, this you can say, oh, well, this is critical care as well, but I find this more bleeding edge than any other podcast I listen to. And if I want to know what's kind of the front line, what's the most advanced techniques, or what are some of the things that you just have to know and you have to be good at, I refer to the MCRIT podcast with Scott Weingart. This podcast is another one that I enjoy because of the critical care aspect. Now, given some of these things, I may never have the ability to do, but to have that knowledge and information is key. But I can also take some of these concepts and be able to apply them to my own practice very well. And I've noticed that over the years, this has drastically changed. It was one of the first podcasts I listened to, and I still listen to every single one of them as they come out. The third podcast is the Pediatric Emergency Playbook. And this is with Tim Hrechko, who's your host and coach. I love the fact that this is, when it comes to pediatric emergency medicine, can always be a challenge. And Tim takes this to a very unique kind of level and role because he tells it in story form and he breaks it down and he makes it a smooth conversation. I don't think he's ever interviewed anyone. I think it's always just been him. But that podcast style could be so hard to do well, but he masters it. And I enjoy listening to it because over the course of the podcast, I feel like we have gone through some of the basics and we've slowly built up and we've gone through cases to really establish what we're learning and take it to a different realm. And I appreciate that. I appreciate learning in a unique way, something that is very unique to a population whole, because pediatric emergency medicine is not like a lot of parts of emergency medicine, because there are some things you really don't know as well. There are some things that are maybe seen in the adult literature, but we really don't know how that applies to pediatrics and vice versa. So I really like the way that they talk about things, and I think that Tim does an excellent job there. The next one up is The Skeptic's Guide to Emergency Medicine. I'm a little partial of this podcast because I've been on there a few times. I enjoy being on there, but I really find that Ken Milne does an excellent job at something that I don't think many other podcasts do well. And that's to take a deep dive on a very narrow subject. In fact, so narrow, it's one paper at a time. And I like this because this critical appraisal process is something that you're not going to see on most other podcasts or blogs. There are a few out there, but I like the way that this is a back and forth discussion between Ken and whoever he's interviewing. And he's been doing this more and more where he has an SGM hop, which is hot off the press. And he will interview the author of the actual paper too. And not only does he cut down the knowledge translation window from 1 year, but he also cuts down those SGM hops down to 1 month. And this is important because so much of medicine, we have such a huge delay in what we're learning and what we're seeing versus when the literature first came out. Ken does an excellent job at this. And I look forward to having him on the podcast here for podcast number 150. So just kind of a little teaser there. Okay, the next one up is what I like to do when I want just a real quick review, but I want to have maybe some additional information with it, and specifically on the emergency medicine side, and that is Foamcast with Lauren Westifer and Jeremy Faust. And these two, they're very natural in speaking. And usually what they'll do is they'll focus in on a particular subject and they'll go over a paper that's recent that's relevant to it. And then they talk about what do the textbooks in emergency medicine go through. And when they do that, this very natural transition through all this, I feel like in just a short bit of time, usually about 15 minutes or so, I can get a good basic understanding of a key concept in emergency medicine. The next one up is Foam Frat. This is usually Tyler Christofoli, but there are others on there like Sam Ireland and Cynthia Griffin and a whole bunch of other people too. And I like this because it's a conglomerate of people. Tyler is kind of the lead in it in many ways, but at the same time, all these people are giving their thoughts and opinions, and I enjoyed that greatly. Now you may say, well, these are all EMS. Why should I be listening to an EMS podcast if I'm an emergency physician, PA, NP, whatever, and I do zero stuff in the field? Well, I'll give you two reasons. One is that you need to know the EMS side of things, even if you don't practice in that role. I know plenty of people who are listening to the podcast are on the EMS side of things. And the neat thing on the EMS side is you can take a lot of the concepts that we're talking about on these other podcasts and still apply them. You just have to understand that there are some different roles and limitations to this, just like we do the other way around. But another thing I like on the Foam Frat side is they do a deep dive, but not in the medical sense. Like the other podcasts where I talk about they take deep dives is that they're talking about maybe a little more about the actual medicine, versus Foam Frat will take things and apply the actual science. So they go through a little more of maybe the biochemistry, or one of the ones I really like is they go a lot more through the actual physics of how things work, or they go through the mechanics of something. Some of my favorite podcasts with them have been where they break down how to use these portable ventilators, or they'll break down the bag valve mask and how does it work? How does the PEEP valve work? So they take concepts that we take for granted and really dive into it into a whole new level. Okay, the next one is pretty much the first real podcast I listened to, and that was the Ultrasound Podcast. And it's changed a little bit over time, but almost every single podcast is a video podcast, which you really need in a true ultrasound podcast. I literally learned ultrasound listening to these guys, and I have taken away so much from them that really, if you are someone who is interested in ultrasound, you need to listen to this podcast because it will take it to a whole new level. Some of you, by the way, we're just going to add this in real quick, just tying in here. If you are interested in learning more about ultrasound, also check out Practical Pocus. Of course, you can check out the guys from the Ultrasound Podcast as well. But since we work directly with Practical Pocus, make sure to check out their stuff. In fact, they have a new upcoming ultrasound course, which I believe is the first truly of its kind, in that they're going to use exclusively pocket ultrasound machines to do the entire course. And this is incredible that we're doing it this way because of everything that is going to be learned and taught. This is a great way to help learn the basics, but also how to apply it on very practical devices, because many of us who work in the rural and remote settings, this may be the only machine that we have, is the one that we bring to work with us, or maybe the small ones that they have on site. So if you can get really good at it, why not practice on the machines that you're actually going to use? So check it out at practicalpocus.com, where Critical Access 2019 is open for registration right now, but it won't be for very long. Okay, back to the actual content. Let's talk about the next podcast. And this is all about toxicology. And I'll admit that toxicology is something I nerd out on, but at the same time, I know I don't know everything about by any stretch of the imagination. So I want to learn from toxicologists and really take things away. The Dantastic Mr. Tox and Howard show is a great podcast for that. There are multiple toxicology podcasts I listen to, but I feel like with Dantastic Mr. Tox and Howard, I am taking away a concept and can truly walk away feeling like I have learned a lot of the details that don't get talked about in the other podcasts, because usually this is a much longer podcast. We're often talking about an hour in length, but they take a concept, they go through it, they usually interview someone who really specializes in this, but they interview them, they go through more of the details than you'll see with any other podcast out there on toxicology, and they do it in a very fun manner as well. They'll have these little fake advertisements about halfway through each one. Their introduction is probably the most clever introduction. I know I just kind of walk right into a podcast, but if I were ever to do a true introduction, that would be the way I'd do it, is the way they've got it. So just check it out, if nothing else, for that, because I am sure it'll make you chuckle. All right, the next one, the last of the true emergency medicine podcasts, is the Annals of Emergency Medicine. This has changed hands a little bit over time, but I have thoroughly enjoyed this as my journal club type podcast. There are other journal club podcasts that I listen to, but this one I like because every month we have new details on a particular podcast, on a particular month's journal of the Annals of Emergency Medicine, which is the main journal I read, I would say, out of any of the journals that I read. But I also like the fact that they go through, they pick their favorite articles, they talk about it, but they're also honest. They will say if they don't think an article is very good or they find certain limitations with it, as well as praising the ones that are written really well. Which overall, Annals of Emergency Medicine is a very good journal and is one to check out. They have lots of neat things like case reviews and stuff like that. So if nothing else, you can also check out the actual journal and see what your thoughts are on it. The last one, the last podcast, number 10, is my only non-emergency medicine podcast that I truly listen to. Although I do listen to a few others every now and then. But this one I'm going to check out every single time there's a new one that's playing, and that is Hardcore History. Hardcore History is done by Dan Carlin, and with Dan Carlin, I feel like I am learning history in a little bit of a different way than any way I've learned it before. With Dan Carlin, he's not a true historian in the sense of the word, that he is basically someone who is a scholar, but he reads through these books. He sometimes interviews scholars, and he goes through the minutiae in a way that I have not really experienced in any other podcast, because he can spend literally 10 to 12 hours talking about one subject, and even more in some cases. But he will go through and walk you through all the steps. And it's just like this long conversation format that I find truly enjoyable. I also find it enjoyable because I'm a huge history buff. It's calmed down a little bit now that I do emergency medicine, and I have so many other things that I do all the time. But for me, I find it still very beneficial because I can nerd out on my history side, but I normally can't the rest of the time. And it makes for great discussions with people. And a lot of people listen to hardcore history as well, which makes it even easier to have discussions with them when you can redirect and talk about that. But that podcast is one that I listen to entirely for enjoyment because I enjoy the history side of things. Okay, so those are my top 10 podcasts. Like I said, there are other ones that I listen to as well, but I just want to make sure to throw these out because I know that people ask me quite often what podcasts I listen to and which ones I recommend. So you've got 9 medicine ones, and then you've got one that's just kind of for fun. But now you know a little bit more about what I like to listen to. Probably at some point later, I will talk about different blog sites as well, the ones I like to really check out in addition to the podcast side. But more on that next time. So until next time, continue to provide total care everywhere.